morning, open with me to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. I want to begin reading this morning in verse 26. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. The Apostle Paul here is writing to the Galatians church to combat some false teachings and some false teachers who had infiltrated the church, and they were trying to undermine the message of grace. They were teaching people that Jesus Christ, his suffering and his death simply was not enough, that they needed to add something to the finished work of the cross. Paul writes to the Galatians to correct this very dangerous and false teaching. In the process of doing so, Paul reminds us of who we are in Jesus Christ. Verse 26, Paul tells us, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Verse 29, Paul says, "And if you be Christ, if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." I want to talk to us this morning about why we need to know who we are in Jesus Christ. Amen. Why? Put emphasis on that. Why we need to know who we are in Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for this great crowd. And thank you for your presence in this place this morning. I pray now that you would speak to us in such a way that all of us would be able to understand it and live it out in our daily lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. The theme for Vacation Bible School this year is who I am in Christ. That's the theme for this year's VBS, who I am in Christ. I'm confident that Marquita and Megan and Crystal and a long list of other people have worked diligently preparing lessons and activities that would help us to better understand who we are when we come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Folks, I want to tell you this morning that being in Christ makes all the difference in the world. Being in Christ not only changes our eternal life, but it changes the life that we live right now. Being in Christ makes all of the difference in the world. Everything changes when you're in Christ. Everything, listen, everything changes when you are in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that, listen, it changes how God sees us. It changes how God blesses us. It changes how God deals with us. It changes where we go after death. And it changes who we are right now. Amen. Being in Christ is everything. It's everything. And God wants us to know who we are when we're in Christ. In fact, there are two things that God really wants us to know this morning. God wants us to know, first of all, whether or not we're in Christ. God wants us to know whether or not we ever been truly saved. He wants us to know whether or not we ever received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. God, listen, God wants us to know this morning if or if not we're in Christ. That's an important question. That's an important thing to ponder, because listen, the only way to be saved is to be in Christ. The only way to be right with God is to be in Christ. The only way to have your name written in the Lamb's book of life is to be in Christ. And so the first thing that God wants us to deal with this morning, to ponder, we need to ask ourselves the question, am I in Christ? Am I a true believer? Have I been really born again? Listen, my name may be on a church roll, but is my name written in the Lamb's book of life? That's the first question. But listen, here's the second question that God wants us to deal with. And that is, who am I when I'm in Christ? Who am I? Listen, we are not who the world said we are. We are not who the devil said we is. We're not even who our neighbors declare us to be. But we are who we are when God declares who we are. God wants us to know who we are. And this morning I want to talk to us about why that's important. Why is it important? Listen, why is it important that you understand who you are in Christ? Why is it necessary and needful for you and I to have a good understanding about what happened to us and who we become when we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ? Amen. Paul, here in the text that we read in verse 26, Paul says, "For you are all children of God." Need to underline that. That's good news. Amen. Listen, that's life-changing news. He said, "You are all children of God by faith in Jesus Christ." So first thing Paul tells us how we become children of God. Folks, listen to me. You don't become a child of God by coming to church. Amen. You don't become a child of God by doing good works. You don't become a child of God by trying to be a good person. All those things are good, but they do not make you a child of God. It's only by faith in Jesus Christ. It's only by faith in the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ. Paul said, listen, you're a child of God because of your faith in Jesus Christ. And maybe there are some here this morning, you're wondering, how do I get in the family? How do I get in this long, wonderful line of blessed people? What hoops do I have to jump through? What tricks do I have to pull? What sacrifices do I have to make? Well, I can tell you, you ain't got to do none of them. If you will just put your faith in Jesus Christ, you can be saved this morning. It's several of us here this morning that can testify to this truth that God saves sinners. Yes, amen. 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 There's several of us here don't mind telling you that we was a mess. Amen. when he saved us. Amen. In fact, we was a mess and we weren't looking for him. He came looking for us. And I want to say to you this morning, clear and plain as I know how, the God of the universe has showed up at Solid Rock this morning. And if you need to be saved, that's the first thing on his list that he wants to do. He'll save you this morning. He will save you this morning. He will forgive you of your sins. He will wash away your guilt. He will place your name in the Lamb's book of life. Listen, he will come to live in you now and will take you to live with him later. Now, here's my task this morning that's been given to me by the Holy Spirit. Why is it important for us to know who we are once we become saved? I try to tell every person that I baptize that as soon as you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, the devil will come at you. He will try his best to convince you that nothing's changed. He will try to convince you that you ought to go back to doing what you were doing before you got saved, because nothing's really changed in the first place. We need to know how to respond to the lies of the devil. We need to know how, listen, we need to know how to respond to those threatening questions that question our salvation. The first thing that Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 3 verse 26, he said, listen, you can be saved by faith. But then look at the second thing in verse 27. Paul said, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, the second thing that Paul tells us, first of all, he tells us how to get saved, but then the second thing he tells us is that all of us are equally blessed spiritually when we come to Jesus Christ. I'm trying to build a text here, so you got to stay with me. Listen, he tells us that we are all equally spiritually blessed when we come to Jesus Christ. Listen what Paul said. Listen, he said, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither black or white with God. There is neither American or Russian with God. There is neither Jew nor Gentile with God. Listen, let me just tell you something while we're right there. That God does not judge a man by the color of his skin, but he looks at the content of his heart. And what he's looking for is the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. We're one. Now, Paul is teaching us two things there. Listen, he's teaching us, first of all, that we all have access to the spiritual riches that God has that's in Christ Jesus. Don't miss that. That's important. Because when we get saved, the devil want to make us think that God will do for some what he won't do for others. The devil want to make us think that God blesses me with spiritual blessings that he don't offer to you. But I want to tell you this morning, listen to me. Every spiritual blessing, every spiritual breakthrough, every spiritual riches that Abraham laid hold on, you can lay hold on it too. It's yours. It's yours. Listen, if you are living spiritually in poverty, it's not God's fault. Because God has made available to us. Listen, God has opened up the doors of his treasure house of spiritual riches and blessing, and God has made it possible for you to enjoy the same spiritual riches that Paul did, that Peter did, that Abraham did. And Paul said, for you are all one in Christ. And number one, he's teaching us, listen, that you got free access to the blessings of God, the very same way that the saints of old did. Amen. I got two children at home, a boy and a girl. I often wonder when they were going to leave. Just kidding. But you know, because I love both of them, amen, I will do for one what I do for the other one. And because God loves all of his children, God will do for you spiritually what he does for another. Amen. And what listen, Solomon, what messes us up sometimes, what causes our faith to shake sometimes, Brother Dale, is that we get too focused on the physical blessings. Listen, there are some people that set up in church on Sunday morning and they are put out with God because God hadn't blessed them financially like he blessed their neighbor. Listen, there are some of us this morning that's just a little disappointed in God because the folks down the street house is bigger than ours. They drive a better car than ours. But God does not promise to bless us equally physically. But he does promise to bless all of us spiritually. That's the first thing Paul's trying to teach us. But listen, here's the second thing that Paul's trying to teach us. And that is because we are one in Christ, we ought to live together in unity. Amen. We ought to walk together. Listen to me. We ought to walk together in oneness. Paul said, you're all one in Christ. Let me tell you something. You got a major problem if certain parts of your body start fighting other parts of your body. Amen. Listen, you got a problem. You got a problem if your hand fall out with your feet. You got a problem if your feet fall out with your hands. And what Paul is trying to teach us is that, listen, we need to be walking together because we are one body but many members. We ought to be walking together in unity.
Amen. Amen.
But then the final thing that I want you to see in this text, and then we'll move on, and that is in verse 29. Listen what Paul said. He said, and if you be Christ, that is, if you belong to Christ, if you've been born again, if you really, really been changed, Paul said, that the blessings of Abraham belongs to us. Look at verse 29. He said, and if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That means that everything that God promised Abraham, he promised you. Every blessing that belongs to Abraham belongs to you. Because you are a child of Abraham. You are a seed of Abraham. You're one that's been born in faith. And so Paul says, he said, the blessings that God promised to Abraham, they apply to your life. One of the reasons why we need to know who we are is so that we can identify what belongs to us. Now don't sleep on me this morning. Listen. One of the reasons why we need to know who we are. We need to spend time studying the word of God, and we need to spend time praying, and we need to spend time at the feet of Jesus is so that we can learn what belongs to us. Most of us got insurance policies. We got car insurance. And in that policy, if you read them carefully, you'll find out that you got roadside assistance in that policy. Which means, Brother Jerome, that if that car quits on you on the road while you're traveling, you don't have to worry about how to get it home. You can call the insurance company and they'll take care of the problem. That's yours because the policy has your name on it. Amen. Listen, that's yours. That's yours because you purchased the policy, and the policy have your name on it. So when your car quit on you on the side of the road and you call and say, hey, Mr. Ronnie Lee, I got a problem. My car's quit. Ronnie Lee said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of the rest of it. When we know who we are in Christ, there are certain things that belong to us that we can tap in on. There are a lot of us who are not tapping in on some things because we are ignorant of who we are in Christ Jesus. We're ignorant, listen to me, we're ignorant, we have not learned what the Bible says about us when we come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Listen, write these verses down. You ain't got to turn there, but write these down. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus declares to us that peace belongs to us. Jesus tells the disciples, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give, so give I unto you. It is the heritage of every single believer to have a right to walk in peace. Amen. It belongs to us. It was purchased for us at the cross, and we begin to tap in on it when we come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and learn who we are. That there are some of us, Lord help us, there are some of us as believers think that, listen, life's supposed to be about worry. Life's supposed to be about anxiety. But when you become a child of God, listen to me, you have the right, you have the privilege, it's been given to you to walk in peace. And it don't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what kind of circumstances you're facing. You have the right to walk in peace. Let me give you another one. In John chapter 17, verse 13, Jesus tells us that joy belongs to us. If there's any people on the face of the earth who ought to be full of joy, walking in the joy of the Lord, is you and I as believers. When you know, listen to me, when you know who you are, you know what belongs to you. You know, listen to me. You know what's been given to you. You know what's been put in your account because of your connection with Jesus Christ. Why do we need to know? Listen, why do we need to know who we are? Because we know what's been promised to us. We know what belongs to us. We know, listen, we know what is ours in the Lord. I tell you something else that's ours. Spiritual power is ours in the Lord. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus tells the disciples to go back to Jerusalem and wait there until the power of the Holy Ghost comes. It's not God's will. Listen to me. It's not part of who we are to walk in weakness and being defeated all the time. But God has given you and I power. And the reason why we don't tap into it is because we really don't know who we are. And so this year of Vacation Bible School is Marquita, and the teachers are going to try to teach us who we are. And I want to try to share with you this morning why that's important. Why that's important? Wouldn't it be a shame? Wouldn't it be a shame to live on Skid Row?
Come on.
Die hungry and naked. Only to find out that you were born into one of the most wealthiest families in Giles County. But that's the way some of us are living as believers. We're living on Skid Row. We're just barely making it through. We're limping along in life when we're supposed to be more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let me just drop this in on you. The devil is working overtime. He's working overtime to keep you ignorant about who you are. Because see, he knows, Tammy, that if you ever figure out who you are, there's a good chance you'll figure out what belongs to you. Listen, spiritually, there are some of us who are living in a shack when we ought to be living in a spiritual palace. And so he works overtime to keep it hid from you. He works overtime. Listen to me. That's why it's easier for you to read the Jet magazine than it is to read the Bible. The devil is behind it. That's why it's easier for you to listen to the negative reports of CNN than to come to church and listen to the preaching. The devil is behind it because he wants to keep you ignorant. Listen, if he can keep you ignorant, he can keep you defeated. Lord, I'm doing the best I can. Number one, first reason why you need to know who you are is because it enables you to know what belongs to you. It helps you to know what's yours. But here's the second reason why you ought to know who you are. Knowing who you are in Christ enables you to face the trials and the difficulties of life with confidence. You face the difficulties. You face the trials. You face the disappointments. You face the losses. You face the hardships and the adversities of life. You face them like everybody else, but you can face them with confidence. I can tell you, and I've told you before, in these 30 some odd years that I've been saved, listen, I would have crashed and burned had I not known who I was in the Lord. I would have thrown in the towel. I would have given up. I would have walked away had I not known who I was in the Lord. You need to know who you are. Listen, you need to know who you are in Christ, because it will give you confidence. Listen, it will give you the strength to face the trials and the tribulations of life with confidence. There's some people here this morning. If I were to give them the opportunity to testify, they would tell you that some things that I have been through in my life, it would have killed me. It would have broke me had I not known who I was and who I belonged to. It may not be important right now, because see, you may be on the mountaintop. Listen, you may be on the mountaintop of joy, but all of us get to spend some time in the valley of despair. And when you're in the valley, you need to know who you are. I love Romans chapter 8. Don't have to turn there, but I want to read it to you. Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul is trying to encourage the church at Rome. In verse 28, Paul begins by saying, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, brethren, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, he also justified, and whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared," listen to this right here, "he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is it that can condemn us? Who is it that can bring a charge against us? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make intercession for the saints." I love verse 35. Listen to this. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Oh, that's the testimony of a man who knew who he was in Christ. Amen. Knowing who he is in Christ enables us to face the trials of life with confidence. Enables us to go through the storms when friends walk out on us, when family members have to say so long to us, when the job play out, when our health is failing, when the doctor tell us we've done all we can do. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to, listen to me, you don't have to lose your faith. When you know who you are in Christ, you know that he got your back. Yeah, listen, you know that he stands with you in the midst of that trouble. And Paul said, I'm persuaded. I'm totally convinced. Nothing you can do to change my mind. I know, I'm persuaded that nothing can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ. I thank God for that this morning. I'm telling you, I rejoice in that. I rejoice, listen to me. I rejoice in knowing that when you're in Jesus Christ, when you belong to him, come hell or high water, a crowd all by yourself, he gonna see you through it. Knowing who we are in Christ is important because it enables us to face the trials and the difficulties of life. But here's the third little thing I want to share with you. And that is knowing who we are in Christ helps us to know where we'll spend eternity. It gives us confidence. Listen to me. It gives us confidence to know that the one who loved us will ultimately save us. There's some here this morning, and you're unsure. You're unsure about your eternal future. In fact, it bothers you. You really don't like to think about dying. You just want to think about living. And you tell yourself, well, I've been baptized. You tell yourself, I put my faith in Jesus. But yet and still, there's an uncertainty. There's an unsettledness in your heart because you're just not sure. You're just not sure that God feels about you the way that the Bible says he feels. Can I tell you this morning, listen to me. When you know who you are and you know the one who has saved you, you can live every day of your life with absolute confidence that when I take my last breath, when I leave this life, heaven will be my home. I talk to people all the time, and I got one more point, I'll be through. But I talk to people all the time, Brother Steve, who's hung around the church for years. But if you ask them, are you sure that you're going to heaven? You know what they'll say? I hope so. I'm trying to make it in. But friend, when you know who you are in Christ, you don't have to live on a hope so. You don't have to live on a trial and effort base. Listen, you can live with absolute confidence that the God who you put your faith in and who saved you, when death comes, he'll be there. He'll be there. He'll be there. When we know who we are. Listen, when we know who we are in Christ, not only can we face trials with confidence, we can face death with confidence. We can face death with confidence. Here's my last little point this morning. We'll go home. Why is it important for you to know who you are in Christ? Because it helps you to be less distracted by the opinion of people and the lies of the devil. The world and the devil is always trying to define us. Ain't it? Always trying to tell us who we are. And there are a lot of us who are distracted. And we're concerned about what people are saying and people's opinion about us. But when you know who you are, when you know that you belong to Jesus Christ, when you know that he's the Lord of your life, it really don't matter what you think. Listen, what you feel and what you think about the person sitting next to you have no bearings on how God feels about it. And it certainly has no bearings on where they'll spend eternity. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, we need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We need to know, listen, we need to know who we are, and we need to know what belongs to us, and we need to know where we're going, and we need to know that what people say and think about us really ain't as important as what God say and think about us. May the Lord help us this morning. May he help us to spend some time in the Word of God so that we can say about ourselves what God says about us. I think about the many people who come in and out of the church doors, and it seems like their whole life depends on what the preacher thinks. What the deacons think. What the praise leader thinks. But in the final analysis, it's not important what I say about you. It certainly ain't important what the devil says about you. What is really important is what God says about you. Now let me ask you a question this morning. Do you know that you're in Christ? John said, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Do you know you're in Christ? Do you know this morning that if today would be my last day on planet Earth, I go to be with the Lord? With all due respect to my precious friend who went to be with the Lord a couple of weeks ago, I went to see Miss Shirley Freeman. Every time me and Miss Shirley seen one another, we just loved on each other. And I looked for about 15 minutes because she was always moving. But when I finally found her, we loved on each other and we hugged and we talked. And I promised her that I would be back to see her soon. What I didn't know was that the Lord Jesus would come to see her before I got back. And he didn't come for just a visit, he come to take her home. I got a feeling that he did Miss Shirley like he did Enoch. She had walked with him for so long, he said, well, listen, we're closer to my house than we are to your house. You come on, go with me. But I left Miss Shirley, this is the God-given truth, I left Miss Shirley knowing that I had walked out of the presence of a woman who loved Jesus. And Jesus loved her. I've not cried one tear. I'm not worried about Miss Shirley at all because I know that Miss Shirley was in Jesus Christ. And all I'm saying to you this morning is don't leave this place. Don't leave this place without knowing that you're in Christ. There is no guarantee that you will ever have another opportunity to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. For those of us who are saved, we need to start learning who we are. We need to start learning. Listen to me. We need to start learning who we are. There are many of us who are Christians who are falling for the tricks of the devil because we really don't know who we are in Christ. You stand with me this morning.